What's up, everybody? High Banks Podcast, episode 172. Alex with you again this week. Nick, still in the process of getting the house in order, and he actually, him and his fiance went away this week. So just me, and, you know, like the last couple of weeks have been short and simple. So I'll give you doing two picks for the Indy Road Course, Xfinity and Cup. So get to that. Truck Series playoffs start this weekend at IRP. So that'll be exciting as well Friday night. So, you know, we'll get into it, you know, very lightly here, not too much. The biggest news story here. Was Noah Gragson getting suspended indefinitely by Legacy Motor Club for liking a George Floyd meme. So he got suspended and ultimately got replaced for this week and next week by Mike Rockenfeller in the 42 car. Noah Gragson has asked for a release out of his contract of Legacy Motor Club, and I think they granted that release. So he is no longer in the 42 for the remainder of the season. We'll have to see what happens. A lot of people were speculating that John Hunter was going to take over that car anyway next season when they make the move to Toyota. So we'll have to see, you know, what kind of happens. It's looking more and more that way even now. So we'll have to see if Noah comes back to another Cup ride, Xfinity ride, or, you know, whatever it is. So got to be a little smarter than that, knowing, you know, that you're in the public eye and, you know, you got to use your head when it comes to these kind of things. So Noah Gragson out for the rest of the year at Legacy Motor Club. Other than that, I mean, not too much going on. I know SVG is doing double duty this weekend in the trucks for Nice and Project 91 on Sunday on the Cup race. So he's got double duty this week. So that'll be pretty cool to see him on Friday night, his first oval race, you know, coming over to the States. So plus, he actually looks like he's going to be maybe not full time just yet, but pretty deep negotiations here with Trackhouse for next season you know, come over to the States and race NASCAR. Maybe not quite full time, but it's looking almost just about full time for Shane Van Gisbergen next year. In NASCAR. So that is, you know, obviously exciting, getting, you know, the Australian flair over here and making it more worldwide, you know, and everything like that. So there's definitely, you know, especially with this race that we got coming up, Indy Road Course, a lot of drivers that come from sports car backgrounds or whatever, IndyCar, Formula One. So you got Shane Van Gisbergen in the 91, Brody Kostecki in the 33, a third entry for RCR, Jenson Button in the 15 for Rick Ware. We've seen him a couple times on these road courses. Like I already mentioned, Mike Rockenfeller in the 42 this week and next week at Watkins Glen, and a third entry for 2311, the 67, Kamui Kobayashi. Is going to be racing on Sunday as well. So a lot of different guys racing in this series. So we'll have to see if it was anything like Chicago, where we saw SVG actually get the win in his Cup Series debut. You know, to see if any of these guys can, you know, run it up with the right Cup Series regulars, you know, this weekend. So that being said, like I said, that was pretty much it as far as, you know, kind of news and stuff that has happened. So we'll just go right into it here. The Truck Series, they race Friday at 9 o'clock on FS1 at IRP. 200 laps, 137 miles. This begins their playoffs here. So hopefully Nick can, you know, get back next week with us and we could, you know, kind of make our too early Championship Four picks for the Truck Series as their playoffs get underway. Like I said, Shane Van Gisbergen is in this race in the 41 for Nice. So that's pretty cool. You know, keep an eye on how he does throughout this race. So Other than that, I mean, you know, we got the usual playoff heavy hitters in here for the truck series. You know, Corey Himes, Zane Smith, Carson Hocevar, all, you know, in the favorite here hunt to win the championship. Matt Crafton made the playoffs once again. Matty D for the first time since joining the 25 team is in the playoffs. Grant Effinger, Ty Majeski, Ben Rhodes, Nick Sanchez as a rookie, and Christian Eckes also in the Truck Series playoffs. So, should be exciting, like I said. They're a round of 10. It's only 10 drivers in the Truck Series. So, you got IRP on Friday, then the following 2 weeks out, on the 27th of August, they're at the Milwaukee Miles. So, bringing Milwaukee back and to round out the round of 10 is Kansas Speedway. So, three different style tracks, three very exciting tracks. We saw at IRP last year, Grant Enfinger get the win. So should be exciting come Friday night. So if we go back to last weekend, Saturday in the Xfinity Series, John Hunter Nemechek was your winner. Josh Berry was second, Brandon Jones third, Ty Gibbs fourth, Sam Mayer fifth, Riley Herbst sixth, Ross Chastain seventh, Parker Kligerman eighth, Parker Retzlaff ninth, and Jeb Burton rounded out the top 10 here. So Justin Allgaier won stage two, John Hunter won stage one, John Hunter won stage two, and got his fifth. Yes, I said it, fifth win on the season for John Hunter. So they are racing this weekend at Indy Road Course Saturday at 5:30 on USA, 62 laps, 151 miles. So this, you know, should be exciting as well. Always some different drivers in here. For this race, Allmendinger in the 10, as usual, Ross Chastain in the 91, Miguel Paluto in the 88, Preston Partis in this race in the 50. So a lot of different drivers. We got some road course ringers in here. So we'll have to see who can kind of pull it out. But yeah, always fun Xfinity race, always fun on the road course. And then, you know, after that, they go to Watkins Glen as well, and they got a couple more races till their playoffs start, Darlington, and they got Daytona after Watkins Glen, Darlington, and then Kansas. So, pretty exciting here, getting towards the end, for the Xfinity series. So, lots on the line here, towards the cut line, but like I said, Nick did give me his pick for the Xfinity series. So, I guess I'll just give that to you now. He's going to go with Justin Allgaier in the Xfinity Series, you know, to get the dub here at Indy Road Course. So this is kind of tough for me. I do have a big lead on Nick here, but kind of want to keep it that way, to be honest with you. But I can go out on a limb here a little bit. It's kind of tough. I'll go with Chandler Smith on this one. You know, kind of throw it out there. Rookies run well pretty much wherever. And obviously Justin Allgaier, Nick's pick is always good wherever, you know, the Xfinity series goes. So Nick's going to go with Justin Allgaier in the Xfinity series. And I'm going to go with Chandler Smith in the Xfinity series for the Indy Road Course. So moving on, Cup Series from Michigan, unfortunately got almost halfway. Then the rains came there in Michigan, so they resumed it Monday. Did not really catch the end of it, was at work. But Chris Buescher goes back-to-back, gets the win at Michigan. Martin Truex Jr. second, Denny Hamlin third, Brad Keselowski fourth. Kyle Larson fifth, Daniel Suarez sixth, Ross Chastain seventh, Kevin Harvick eighth, Ryan Blaney ninth, and Eric Jones rounded out the top 10 here. So, Martin Truex won stage one and stage two, pretty dominant, you know, this past week as it seemed. But Chris Buescher ended up getting the win. Back-to-back wins for Chris Buescher, and RFK looks like it's really at the top of his game right now with Brad K in the top five as well. So if we go to the Twitter poll from Michigan, not many votes here. Like I said, Monday at work, couldn't really get the poll up in time, you know, but it was 100% yes. I doubt it would have been that way if the whole thing ran Sunday. We were able to get the pole up, you know, at the regular end of race time. But our picks from the Cup race at Michigan. I went with Ryan Blaney. Nick went with Joey Logano. Blaney 9th, Logano 14th. So I'm leading Nick 20-12 here. Two picks this week. So, you know, Nick can catch up a touch here with the Xfinity Cup races on the road course. So, that all being said, the road course at Indy, 82 laps, 200 miles, Sunday, 2:30 on NBC. They still call it the Brickyard. They still kiss the bricks, but it's not the same. Me and they have gone over this multiple times. But like I said, a lot of different drivers in this one. Jenson Button in the 15. Brody Kostecki in the 33. Rockenfeller in the 42. Kobayashi in the 67. Van Gisbergen in the 91. So should be excited. This would be really cool seeing all these different drivers from different backgrounds come in and try and do what SVG did in Chicago and get the win in their first start. So some of them, their first start. So picks for the Cup race. Nick is going to go with AJ Allmendinger on the Cup side of things here. And, you know, do I go with one of these guys who hasn't ran in NASCAR before? Oh, I forgot Andy Lally in the 51 as well. But let's see here. I'm going to go with who's a good road guy. I'll go out on a limb here, I guess, and say, you know what? I'll go with Michael McDowell. Not really that far out on a limb for road courses. So he's always racy on the road course. So next thing I go with AJ Allmendinger, I'm going to go with Michael McDowell in the Cup Series. In the Xfinity Series, next thing I go with Justin Allgaier, I'm going to go with Chandler Smith. So should be good all weekend. Hopefully weather doesn't play a factor, but they are in a road course, so they can race in a little bit of wet conditions if it does happen to rain. So that'll about wrap it up here. You know, hopefully, like I said, Nick will be back next week. We can try this again with the both of us. But follow Twitter, High_Banks_Instagram, High_Banks_podcast. And check out Jacob Jones Music wherever you listen to music. Hope you enjoy the show. Real quick, straight to the point. We'll be back next week to talk Indy Road Course and Watkins Glen.